Hello, welcome to How to Automate Biz Talk with Chef. My name is Dwight Goines, and I'm going to conduct you through an experience where you can install Biz Talk in under 10 minutes. Let's get started. So you may ask the question, why do you want to automate? Anybody who's ever done a Biz Talk install before, they know there's all kinds of things you have to do. You have to download a bunch of prerequisites, you have to prepare your environment, and when you do, you typically find all kind of hidden gems, such as ports not being open properly, the DTC not being turned on even, and just a slew of other steps that you have to do in order to get BizTalk prepared, or the environment prepared to install BizTalk server. So if you want to automate this, the basic idea is very simple. What you do is you go through the pain of manually installing a process, and you do a recording session. And you record every step that you've done. Now, on a Windows system, you typically have PowerShell or WMI that you can use to write a commandlet or use a commandlet to do those individual steps that you've worked with. After you've added all of these steps together, you wind up with your automated script. So wouldn't it be nice if we had a script that can help us through this process? Well, we do. Chef. Chef is a framework for building these automatic install and deployment scripts. Its architecture is rather simple. Basically, you download and install the Chef developer kit on your dev workstation and you build your Chef scripts. The Chef scripts are typically built using Ruby, but as you'll soon find out, we have resource files that allows us to access and run external components, external commands such as shell scripts and PowerShell scripts, and you name it. Now, once you've built and finished your Chef script on your dev system, you typically want to host it somewhere on a Chef server and have that Chef server communicate with nodes on an environment, in a network, so that you can automate the process of running these installs on physical servers, on-prem servers, in the cloud servers, such as instances in Azure or instances in Amazon. So Chef starts off with something called a cookbook. A cookbook is a multiple listing of recipes. A recipe is nothing more than a single step-by-step set of instructions on what to automate. So I'd like to introduce you to the BizTalk cookbook. That cookbook contains multiple recipes, one for installing the prerequisites, one for installing the actual BizTalk system, one for configuring, and one for customizing your application. So let me show you a quick demo on how Chef utilizes its resources, such as a directory resource, templates, package, and PowerShell resources, and talk a little bit about how Chef runs. So here we have an instance pulled up that allows us to see, in this particular case, a Windows Server 2012 R2 edition with the Chef SDK pulled up. The way you install Chef, here's a quick command line that you can type in here at the top that allows you to install Chef. Once Chef installs, then you get an icon here on your desktop that gives you this PowerShell terminal that allows you to interact with Chef. The things I'd like to show you here is how to generate a cookbook. So the way you generate a cookbook is you go ahead and navigate to your directory that you'd like to work with. So let's navigate to our root directory here and navigate to the Chef repo and navigate to the cookbooks folder. Once we have our cookbooks folder, let's go ahead and type in Chef generate cookbook and let's name this cookbook demo 1. This will tell the Chef engine to generate a template of files for us and a folder structure that makes it very easy for us to test our cookbooks and interact with our cookbooks and templates and other things that Chef provides. So let's go ahead and navigate into that cookbook. So we'll cd into that demo 1 folder. And I'll go ahead and show you a listing. We have recipes, which becomes our folders where we can store our recipes. Now, when writing Chef scripts, typically what you work with is Visual Studio or some type of text editor that allows you to read the folders and the directory structures and gives you a visual representation of the visual tree of what files that you're working with. So let's utilize Visual Studio Code. So I'll go ahead and type in code dot, and dot simply means take the current directory, and that will launch Visual Studio Code in the current directory that I'm in. And so here you'll notice that we have our Visual Studio Code pulled up with demo 1. So what I want to do is I want to add, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that we have inside Chef to allow you to automate your install. So Chef provides us with something called resources. Resources give us the ability to basically run external components such as PowerShell scripts, files, directories, downloading files from servers, templated files, and things of that nature to automate our install. So here, let me copy and paste some code over here and just kind of step through each one and show you how it works. So the first thing I have is a directory resource. So in this case, the directory resource allows me to create a directory right on the server itself. And if I have multiple subfolders, I can go ahead and set recursive to true to create those. The way we run this particular Chef script is I'll save it, and I'll come over here and open up the terminal window inside of Studio Code. And I'll go ahead and type in chef-client --local-mode so that we're running locally on our system. And I'll go ahead and type in --run list because we can run a list of cookbooks if we'd like. And I pass in the recipe that I'd like to run. And in this case, the recipe we'd like to run is called demo one. What you'll notice when this runs, this will go ahead and run. And if I can come over here and navigate to my Explorer window here and open up my C drive, you'll see that there's no install folder yet. But as Chef takes its time and it runs, you'll notice that there will be a new folder created, and it will show up right here in my Windows Explorer. So here, after Chef ran, you notice that if I come back over here, you'll see that an install folder was created with a BTS subfolder. But that's not all the packages we have. We also have the ability to download files from a server. So here we have the remote file package or resource that's available for us to use. So I'll go ahead and uncomment this section out and I'll save it. And then I'll go ahead and rerun the command again locally. And when we rerun the command locally, again, it'll go out and do the directory, and it'll go out and download the particular remote file from the server. And if you see it running down here, you see it's downloading the file down here from the server through its action create. And if I come back over here to the BizTalk install folder, now you notice that we've downloaded a file from a web server with, in this case, an installer for SQL XML prerequisites. Let's keep going. Let's say now what we want to do is actually try and install that package. Yes, we can actually have a resource for installing files. So I'll go ahead and uncomment this. And in this particular case, what we're going to do is we're going to run the SQL XML MSI that was installed in the install BTS folder. Or in this case, I'm sorry, it was, yep, install BTS folder. So let's go ahead and change this to install BTS, save it, and let's run that. So as this runs, you'll notice again the directory is being checked to determine if something changed in the directory. You'll also notice that the download file will be checked to determine if that file was already downloaded or not. And now it'll run that install just as you saw how quickly it ran, but it runs it silently, and you can see the command that was passed here. Now, there's a couple other things I'd like to show you. Another type of resource that we have here is a PowerShell resource. So the PowerShell resource allows us to actually run PowerShell commands. You can run single commands like this or more longer block commands. In this case, I'm going to show you how you could disable your firewall using PowerShell and Chef. So we'll go ahead and save the change here. And I'll go ahead and run the script again. And while we do that, I'll go ahead and launch the firewall app or configuration here. Maybe, if I can spell. And you see it's on now, but as it continues to run, Chef is doing this thing in the background. Hopefully if I saved everything. Okay. It's still running. Okay, maybe not. Okay, I had an error, and it stopped on my error, and it erred because I already had the XML loaded. So let me uncomment that, and let me uncomment some of these other lines that we have running, and I'll go ahead and run the PowerShell again. And I'll save it, and I'll rerun the command. Okay, so Chef is doing his thing. Now we get down to the PowerShell action, and you see the PowerShell action running. And when I come back over and it runs, and notice my firewall is turned off. So a couple of more resources, and I think you can get the point here. So one more resource that I need to point out to you is we also have this resource for templates. So templates give us the ability to have physical files on our system and replace them with literal values from the runtime commands or the configurations of our deployment or automation scripts here. So the way that works is by generating a, in this case, an ERB template for Chef. And there's an easy way of doing that. So if I come back over here to my Chef Demo 1 cookbook, I could type in Chef Generate Template and give it a name. And then once I do that, the Chef framework will generate a dummy file for me that allows me to then copy in anything I want to be represented as this ERB file, as this templated file. So if I come over here now, you'll notice I have a BizTalk server features ERB where I can now type in any XML that I want. So for those people who are doing BizTalk installs, you know that you need a configuration file in order to tell it what features that you'd like to install, such as if you want to install the ESB feature or not. So basically, this particular mechanism allows us to stick in dynamic values, reading from config files, and metadata if we'd like to choose to do so. And last but not least, the last thing I'd like to point your attention to is the ability to include recipes. So let's say, in this case, I have a default recipe here, which is written in Ruby. And this default recipe basically becomes my conductor to call up other recipes. Well, if I had other recipes, I have the ability of including those other recipes utilizing this include recipe resource available inside of Chef. So with that, let me show you one last example, which is a more complex example of really getting BizTalk installed and running. So here's an example of a much more complex Chef script or cookbook or recipe that goes ahead and downloads all the prerequisites for BizTalk, including the BizTalk ISO file, including the BizTalk cab file, and goes down the process of actually installing using PowerShell some features and roles, such as web security, IIS, Windows Identity Framework or Foundation, disabling UAC, enabling ASP.NET, and last but not least, a code block here in PowerShell that allows you to actually do the install of BizTalk. So in this case, we go ahead and get the ISO file that we've downloaded already. We mount the ISO file. We get the drive letter. We change the directory to that drive letter to the BizTalk path. We run some prerequisites, Visual C++, redistributable executables here. And then we actually start the process of running the setup routine, passing in the arguments that we need. In this case, if I go ahead and show you, if I wrap my words here, going ahead and passing in all the arguments that we'd like. And then if we keep going, in this case, and that was the SSO setup, this is the BizTalk setup, where we're passing in the features file, we're passing in an install log file so we can keep track of errors. We're passing in the dependency cap file, and voila, we're done. So on a server that actually has everything installed on it, you get your full-fledged BizTalk server system installed, all dynamically utilizing this Chef script. As you can see here, we have BizTalk Server 2016 installed. So let's switch back over to the slides. So go try it for yourself. If you want to find out more about Chef, go to chef.io or learnchef.io/tutorials to learn all about how to use Chef resources and Chef framework in order to automate some complex installs. Thank you. My name again is Dwight Goins. You can reach me at dwightgoins@hotmail.com or dngoins@hotmail.com. Thank you very much for attending the session. Bye.